the best team in Europe, the way they're playing. It's delightful. It's just delightful. Boy, does it make me feel good. Right, good morning. 90-333-105-077-66-105-105. What day is today? Today is Wednesday. Tuesday? Thursday? I never know what day it is. Today is Thursday. Is Black Friday tomorrow? Black Friday's tomorrow. Yeah, I never fall in with this sort of nonsense that it was dreamt up not that very long ago in this part of the world. But let me speak to Greg Letoc. Greg, have I got the proper pronunciation of your name? Maybe you could pronounce it for me.
Yes, it's Letoc, Frank. So very good attempt.
That's a darn good name. It's a sort of name you'd love to have on the back of a football jersey. Le hyphen or whatever. TOCQ. That's a good name. Is it French or where, some other part of the world?
From the Channel Islands. From Guernsey.
Oh, very good. Very good. I never would have guessed if I'd been on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I'm trying as best I can to remember the name of a Chelsea footballer who came from the Channel Islands.
Matt Letizia.
There's another fellow, but Matt Letizia. There's another one. Who was the other one? He played for Southampton.
Who was the other one?
Graham Lasso.
Graham Lasso, yeah, that's the one.
You've all got a wee la or a le in there somewhere.
a la.
Gotcha. Right, you're founder of Voucherland, which is apparently...
Vouchercloud.
you know, I'm going from clouds to land here. Vouchercloud, which is apparently one of the UK's, or maybe the UK's number one voucher website. And, you know, I'm just wondering what the connection is between vouchers and Black Friday, because everybody is trying their best to turn a pound on Friday to get us to spend money that we don't need to spend. I blame the Americans. Black Friday, it's a curse. You don't see it as that.
I do not see it as a curse. Yeah, we can thank the Americans for bringing Black Friday over here. And actually, it's not just Black Friday. There's Cyber Fortnight, there's Cyber Weekend, there's Cyber Monday. But yeah, no, I'm a big fan of it as someone who's out there trying to help people save money. And the savings are fantastic this year in particular, where the big brands like Amazon have started very early. They started at the beginning of last week giving discounts on their branded products like the Amazon Echo and the Amazon Dot, giving £20-30 off. And for people that want that or have it on their shopping list for Christmas, that's a fantastic saving. And at Vouchercloud, you have the ability to stack voucher codes. So when you go to the checkout of a online retailer and you see that box that says coupon code or promo code or voucher code, you have the ability to go onto our website and get an additional saving by putting in a couple of letters or numbers, ultimately.
Okay, so that's how your system works. That's how you make the money out of it, and fair play. But I noticed an ad on the telly last night for Argos, and it said, there was plugging some item that they were selling at a particular price, and they said, we promise this will not be lower on Black Friday. Is Black Friday just a particular day when things are lower, or is Black Friday just an image?
So Black Friday is obviously the name that, as we said, came over from the States, and Black Friday is, for, you know, certainly for us, is the pinnacle where all the big brands come to the party, I guess you could say. But yeah, brands like Argos are saying that, you know, you can get the product and then we'll guarantee it won't be cheaper on Black Friday. But for, you know, from my perspective, Black Friday is just the pinnacle of this saving space, which we have seen over the, you know, all week. There's been fantastic savings. Selfridges, you can get 20% off today. There are other brands like Groupon and Boden who have fantastic additional savings. And we're expecting it to reach the pinnacle tomorrow, but to then continue over the weekend.
So it isn't one day. I had the impression when it first came here, we killed others trying to get into Asda to get a television that was £200 instead of £400. That's old hat already.
Yeah, that was fantastic TV viewing. And I remember the following year, all the TV crews were at Tesco's and Asda waiting for the fights. And they were empty because everyone's shopping online now. But yes, you know, it Black Friday is now turned into this long stretcher period where people can save money and all the retailers go mad offering additional savings.
You make an interesting point, and it's a valid point, because people do shop online and you have a vested interest in them shopping online, but they're not all doing it. The vast majority of people will buy their Christmas presents in the traditional way.
I'm not sure I quite agree with that, I'm afraid. I think that people are doing a lot of research on their mobile phones, whether they're sat in bed or they're on the bus. I think there are certain things, like when people are shopping for clothes, they'll still like to go to the high street because they want to see and feel and touch it. But when it comes for a lot of the more expensive products, we are definitely seeing a shift to online. You know, there are brands like Currys and AO.com for TVs, etc., which are always very popular for Christmas. The great savings are there, and it's hassle-free. You know, we want an easy life now. Going onto the high street where there's hustle and bustle, whilst it's still an experience, and you can match it with a bite to eat out. We are definitely seeing a massive, massive shift to online.
Even for the big things that you're talking about, I think if a television was arriving at my house that I'd bought online, I'd be sort of fearful that it's going to turn up broken.
I think that even with televisions, people are maybe going into store. They're doing what's called showrooming, where they are looking at a TV. They're then taking their mobile out. They're putting in to Google the TV, the brand and the code, and they're seeing how much it is online. And then they're going home and they're ordering it online so it can arrive at their convenience rather than having to lug a TV out into their car. I'm convinced that it's all going online, I'm afraid.
There is no guarantee, of course, that things are going to be cheaper online.
There's no guarantee, but with sites like Voucher Cloud, there is that ability to stack your additional discount, in which case it will always be cheaper online.
With regards to the will to spend, are we becoming more and more greedy? Are we absolutely caught up in this whirlwind of demand?
I think that we are, whether we're sat on a Saturday night watching The X Factor and there are TV adverts telling us about all the savings online and telling us about shopping and spending your money, we are becoming slightly obsessed. Yeah, I mean, I'd agree with that. And, the retailers are taking advantage of that obsession. We did this research and it showed that 2% of people are setting up spreadsheets for all their shopping. And, 30% of people in Northern Ireland have a budget for Black Friday. So, we're taking this very, very seriously. But yeah, there's the risk that this is becoming an obsession.
It's a very good point. It is. It is in many ways. Greg, I'm going to throw out one thing to the people listening to this programme. Do they agree with you? Are they more and more shopping online? I do want to find that out. I know it's been a talking point for the last 5 or 6 years. Thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you.
Thanks for your time. Cheers.
Greg Letoc there, obviously an expert in his field, would like you to shop online more because there's a benefit for his company. But do you? Do you? Let us know. 90333105. What percentage of the Christmas presents that you're setting out to buy this year will you buy from the big supermarkets and the high street or from an online site? Do let us know. 90333105. Am I sort of well back from the style here? Am I out of touch? Because I only buy really small things online. Most of the things I've bought recently online have been linked in some way to the last topic I was talking about, sort of Man City merchandise, mugs and, a jersey or whatever. Those sorts of things that they're going to arrive and they're going to be in a small package. But what else have you bought online for either yourself or as a present that, someone else in the house would have said to you, Tiro, you got that online? Do let us know. 90333105. Am I totally out of touch when it comes to shopping?